Hello?
Hello, is Betty available, please?
Hey, speaking.
Hi, Betty, how are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. It's regarding your Scottish redress compensation. You requested a call back from ourselves. How are you, okay?
Well, I've got the day. I am a better mood today. It's just I don't keep very good now.
Say that again, sorry, Betty.
I don't keep very well now. I don't keep good at all now.
All right.
I've had an infection there and it's still hanging on me.
Wow. Okay. Are you free to speak now for a few minutes, Betty? Is that okay?
That's fine, all.
Is that all right? Brilliant stuff. So, my name is James Thompson. I am from MMA Legal. It's in regards to making a Scottish redress compensation from when you was in childcare when you was younger. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. Okay. So, I'll make you aware, Betty, the average compensation is around about £45,000. Okay. When you was in care, did you witness or did you sustain any abuse at all?
Well, I witnessed and sustained it all. It was me. Sexual abuse to any sort.
Yeah.
It was physical.
Physical abuse. Okay, that's fine. So what I'm going to do, Betty, I need to go for a claim report with you. It's going to take me about 5 to 10 minutes to do. Then once I've completed that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So, Betty, I'll ask you a few questions. Some might not apply to you, okay? So if they don't apply to you, you can just say next, okay? So I've got your surname as Morrison, is that correct?
Yes.
First name is Betty.
Elizabeth.
Is it Elizabeth, is it?
I've been told that if I was a child, but it's Elizabeth on my birth certificate.
Okay, that's fine. So it's Elizabeth Morrison. Okay. Do you mind, would you prefer to be called Betty?
Yeah, so that's what I do get called.
Okay, that's fine. I'll put that as your preferred name. Okay. So, Betty, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 3rd of the 11th, 1963.
The 3rd of the 11th, 1963?
Uh-huh.
So, the 3rd of the 11th, 1963. Okay, that's fine. We've got your email address down. It's betty_morrison@live.co.uk. Is that correct?
No, it's betty.morrison.
Oh, is it betty.morrison?
Uh-huh.
betty.morrison@live.co.uk. Is that right?
Uh-huh. I don't know what happened to the underscore. My daughter got it wrong one time. I got a new phone. And I had to change the email to her daughter and see the underscore. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you know how to use your emails, Betty?
Yes,
emails. That's fine. That's no problem at all. So, Betty, the best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 955. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's brilliant. Okay. Bear with me a moment, Betty. All right. I'm just going to create your file for you now. It'll be a moment.
Okay.
Okay, Betty, can you just confirm your home postcode for me?
It's KA120PG.
So I'm going to repeat that back to you. It's Kilo Alpha 12, 0 Papa Golf. Is that correct?
That's correct, uh-huh.
And is it Drempal Place, is that right?
It's Dalrymple Place.
Dalrymple Place, yeah. Which number?
24.
24, that's perfectly fine. Okay, bear with me one moment. I'm just going to place that onto your file for you. Now, Betty, I make you aware, the compensation is not there to heal any scars, but unfortunately, it may provide you with a brighter future, okay?
Okay.
Now, once I've finished speaking to you and I've set your case file up, the legal team will contact you back within around about 7 to 14 days, and they'll let you know exactly how much they're going to be going in for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. Betty, have you got a terminal illness?
Well, no, I haven't got terminal, but I've got a few things wrong with me, uh-huh.
Okay. So there's no terminal, no? No, okay.
No, sir, no.
So what I need to place onto your report, Betty, I need to place a beneficiary onto here. So beneficiaries, like, is it like a next of kin? So if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation payment, and we couldn't pay you out for the compensation, who would you like to have the money?
Well, my oldest daughter.
Your oldest daughter. What's your oldest daughter's name?
Laura Priestley.
Laura
Priestley.
How you spell the surname there, Betty?
P-R-I-E-S-T-L-E-Y.
I've got it. Okay. Do you have a contact number at all for Laura, Betty?
I'm just getting my contacts in here.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. No rush.
ABCD. Right, 07954.
726. 251. 251, brilliant stuff. Okay, so what I'm now going to go into, I'm going to go into the care settings type, okay. So do you remember when you was in childcare services, how old was you?
Well, at first I was in a children's home. I was only there for a couple of weeks. In fact,
okay.
Funny enough, it's running about the new, it was Easter holidays.
Right, okay.
I was 13. Was I 13 at that time? Was I 12? I think
around
right.
Around about 13. So that was around about 1975. Was that the children's home? Was you there for a couple of weeks?
Uh-huh, aye. About 75.
And then when you left the children's home, where did you go to then?
Well, back to my dad's.
Right, okay.
The panel sent me back to my dad's.
Okay. So, in regards to when you left your dad, did you go anywhere else, or was it just when you was in the children's
home? Well, no,
home?
After that, that was Easter time. Well, run a bit just before my 14th birthday. Ended up
right.
in Langlands Park, which was an approved school, LSD school.
Right, okay, LSD school. So you went into the children's home, then went back home, and then you went back, and then you went to a LSD school, yeah? In regards to the children's home and the LSD school, was there any, like, physical abuse in there?
Well, I ran away to the children's home, that's how I ended up, they sent me back to my dad's, because my dad... The reckons he was the only person that could control me at the time because I was actually quite wild and I know that myself.
Right.
But I wasn't damaging things or anything, but I kept on running away. I just couldn't stay in places, you know. I was unsettled all the time. I don't know what was wrong with me back in the days. I was never diagnosed with anything. But
yeah.
When I look back now, I should have been diagnosed with maybe ADHD or something like that because...
ADHD, yeah.
But I've not even yet been diagnosed with it because I never been back to the doctors, but I've been on a lot of tablets
okay.
and things for that, Ken, back in the day.
Okay. Okay. So in regards to any physical abuse that you sustained, was it at the Listy school, is that correct?
Well, in the children's home, when I was in, it was actually where I stayed, there was a home there, believe it or not, in the Rimpel Drive, and the headmaster did batter me, the man had run the place because I'd run away to batter me one day, but... That never get mentioned about me getting battered, but they sent me home anyway. But in the last key school, that the headmaster was quite intimidating. He was very rough with people.
Okay.
And not just
very
myself,
rough with
people.
Okay, so it was yourself and other people. Would he restrain you in any way, or would he be physical towards you?
I'd be physical.
Physical.
He'd restrain you.
Okay, what was the name of the school? Can I just ask there so I can place it onto your report for you, Elizabeth?
Langlands Park.
It was what, sorry?
Langlands Park in Port Glasgow.
Any chance you can spell that for me, please, Elizabeth?
L-A-N-G.
Yep.
L-A-N-D-S, Langlands.
Langlands Park.
Uh-huh. In Port Glasgow.
Was it Glasgow?
Port Glasgow, near Green Up to Port Glasgow.
Okay, let me just see if I can bring up... Oh, there we go, I've got it. It was in Port Glasgow, Langlands Park, D-School. in Glasgow. I've got the, it was approved school for girls, is that correct?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got it here, I've got the records up, bear with me just one moment, okay? Just going to bring the records up, won't be a second. Was you there for a couple of years?
Well, I was there for a bit, just under 2 years.
Just under 2 years, okay, bear with me just one moment, okay? So that was roughly around about 1970, or was it 1980, was it, 1970s?
No, I was earlier than that. I was at 77, I went there.
Round about 77 to 79, would you say?
To 79, aye, that would have been, what was it? Aye, would have been 79, 77 to 79, aye.
Okay, no problem at all, that's fine. Alright, bear with me just one moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I need to put into a statement in regards to Langlands Park School. So did you ever witness other children being, like, physically attacked as well?
Oh, yes, I've seen other people, and myself, oh, it was kind of quite ongoing, really. It was quite rough, the headmaster.
Okay, so there was mental abuse and physical abuse towards yourself and other children, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Making a note of that, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would this happen on a regular basis, Betty?
Yeah, yes, we'd every morning we had assessment, like, you had, it's no assessment, what's that called? Assembly. I'm getting the word wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Every morning we had assembly, so every single morning there'd be somebody done something or somebody, and the headmaster would just put them out of their seats or whatever, whoever done something. So it was on a regular basis, uh-huh.
Was there ever an involvement of, like, any, was you being hit with anything, like, was there a cane or was there a ruler or anything like that?
No, he never used any weapons. I mean, it was intimidating enough without using anything. He used to just grab you with his ears off your chair kind of thing and then kind of slap you about in front of the full assembly.
So grab by your ears off a chair and you would get slapped about?
Uh-huh.
Bear with me a moment. And that was the headmaster, is that correct?
Yes.
This was the headmaster. Do you recall his name at all?
Yes, Mr. Edmonds, that was his name.
Mr. Edmonds?
Edmonds, uh-huh.
Mr. Edmonds. So E-D-M-A-N-S, Edmonds.
Uh-huh, I think that's what she's okay. Edmonds.
Would you say, can I just ask yourself there, Betty, within your adulthood, would you say you've suffered from any sort of mental health or anxiety or anything like that?
Yes, I've actually, all through my life, I've actually suffered from that.
Okay. Mental health and anxiety, yeah?
Aye, definitely.
Okay, I'm just going to place that onto your report for you. Okay, so what will happen now, I've just made notes there. The legal team will provide you with a statement from the notes I've made, and when they read it back to you, you can confirm if you're happy with that or you'd like to add anything to that, okay? Now, what I need to do, I just need to get you an authorization email sent over while you're on the phone to me, Betty. It's
right.
A click sign document, okay? So I'm just going to get that sent over to you now, and bear with me just one moment. Won't be a moment, Betty, okay?
Okay. Okay, goodbye, Betty. No, it's a dog.
So, Betty, my name is James Thompson. I am your case analyst. If you've got any questions or any updates that you require, you can always contact me back on this number, okay?
Right.
Now, Betty, if you just, you're going to receive a text message now and also an email. It's exactly the same thing. I mean, it's just an authorisation email to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you, okay? Can you just confirm if you've received that for me, please?
Well, I haven't received it as a text message, sure, don't. there we go.
Yeah, MMA legal.
I've got it as a text here. Part one document review. Is this what it is?
That's the one. Yes. Yeah, so you just click on that format, and then if you scroll down, there should be a part where it says binding acceptance. So basically, it's just you agreeing to state that you're happy.
Oh, you're binding acceptance.
Yeah, and then there should be a little sign box underneath there. Can you see that?
Just pop
a squiggle in there with your finger, and then you can just, there's a blue button.
All right, that's good.
Oh,
that's nobody against it. There's nobody against it.
No, right, don't worry about that. It, it's fine, because it's electronic. And then there's a blue button that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Oh, hold on. I've written,
should be a blue button again. Underneath for it. Yeah, take your time.
Execute, right.
And it should say complete. Yep, I can see that's been done. Okay, what I need to do now for you, I do need to place onto your report just so they can get the records up. In regards to your parents' names, can you just confirm your parents' names for me, please, Elizabeth?
My dad was Robert Morrison and my mother was Catherine Morrison.
Wilbert Morrison, bear me a second. So it's Wilbert Morrison, is that correct? That was your father?
No, Robert. Robert.
Oh, Robert Morrison, I do apologise.
Robert
Morrison, I do apologise. I'm just going to place Robert on there, and then I'm going to need to place your mum on there for the record as well. Can you just confirm your mum's name again for me?
Catherine Morrison.
Kathleen, is that what I see?
Catherine.
Sorry, I think you broke up then, Betty. Is it? Can you spell that?
Yes. No, Catherine. Catherine with an R, not with an L.
Oh, Catherine.
Catherine, uh-huh. With C.
And with it C, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And it's Robertson.
Morrison.
That there. Oh, Morrison,
no,
I do apologise. Morrison, Catherine Morrison. There you go, I've got.
And Robert Morrison.
Yep, I've got it. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so last but not least, Betty, what we need to do, on your case file, we need to get one form of ID for yourself and one form of proof of address for the solicitors, because they're going in for a compensation for you. As I said to you, the average amount is around about £45,000, so it can be a substantial amount of money. Now, we're going to get you a message sent out. In regards to photo ID, do you have like a bus pass or a driving license or a passport?
Well, I've actually got a picture in my passport somewhere in my phone, because I always keep a picture of it.
Oh, have you? Oh, all right, okay.
But that's I don't know. It'd take me forever to get through it to fit it. But I've always seen a picture in my passport, see, in case I lost it or anything.
Do you have anything tangible? Do you have a bus pass at all?
I have got a bus pass,
You've got a bus pass. So we can use that as your photo ID, and then we need a letter that's been sent to you within the last 3 months. That's got a date on it. Have you got any letters that have been sent through to you within your name?
Aye, I've got letters in the last 3 months.
Is that okay? So what we'll do, I'm just going to ask you, Betty, do you use the application WhatsApp on your mobile?
I do,
You do use WhatsApp. So what I'll do... Yeah, I'll just get administration to send you a message through via WhatsApp, okay? And then if you want to go and get your bus pass and a letter, and I'll come back to you in a minute or so, is that okay?
I don't think I've got a letter from you, hold on, to see this one.
Have you not? Literally, any letter that's been sent through to you?
I've got the 27th of August last year. I'm actually not in my own house just now.
All right, are you not?
No, I'm in my daughter's now. So, really,
right.
I would need to get home to get a letter. I've got plenty of letters, definitely, but no one, you know what I mean?
That's perfectly fine, that's no problem at all. So what I'll do, I'll make a note on the system. When are you back home?
I'll be back home maybe later this afternoon.
Okay, that's fine. Let me just pop a note on your file. Give me one moment, okay. Okay, Betty, so... just going to send you a message through on WhatsApp now, so you have got the message, okay?
Right.
All you need to do is just reply back to that with a picture of your bus pass and a letter that's dated within the last 3 months. It explains it on the message for you, okay?
Right,
now, I will make you aware, there are 3 ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor, you can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it's under a private agreement. So basically what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you for your compensation. Okay.
Right.
Brilliant. So that's it pretty much for now. All we need is just your bus pass and a letter, and then you'll receive a call from the legal team within 7 to 14 days. So I've put a note on your file just to say that you're going to be home late and you're going to send that through to us. All right?
Yeah, no, that's no problem.
Brilliant. Have you got any questions at all, Betty?
No, so do you just get a solicitor to help me on my behalf or whatever?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So they'll do all that for you. You don't have to do anything. They'll do everything for you.
Right.
And you'll receive a call from them within the next week or so. But we do need, before we can get your account sold, we do need your bus pass, like a photo ID, and also a proof of address. Does that make sense?
That's fine.
The message has been sent through to you via WhatsApp, so you can have a look on that. Okay.
So I just send the things on WhatsApp, because that's a bit easier than to take the pictures and send it on WhatsApp.
That's the reason why we use the application, because it's so easy for a lot of people. So as long as you can just use that, send the picture back on that, then we'll just add that to your account. It's really easy.
Right, no problem, that's fine.
Okay. Betty, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I'll speak to you soon, okay?
Right, thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.